Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has called us out of darkness into abundant life. We really appreciate it. We appreciate it that every day we can see you, hear from you, receive your love, love ourselves, and then love others in the same way. Thank you, Lord. It's not difficult. It's beautiful as we just stay in tune with you, joyful, prayerful, and thankful every day. So here's another day, Father God. We committed to you, to acknowledge you in all our ways, and just direct our hearts, our heads, our attitudes, and our actions. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 6 from verse 3 to 5 from the NCV translation. Anyone who has a different teaching does not agree with the true teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that shows the true way to serve God. This person is full of pride and understands nothing, but is sick with a love for arguing and fighting about words. This brings jealousy, fighting, speaking against others, evil mistrust, and constant quarrels from those who have evil minds and have lost the truth. They think that serving God is a way to get rich.
Hallelujah. You know, I love this here. The teachings that show the true way to serve God. And we really got to love God's word, because that's where truth comes to us. That's where God opens up the realities of what is required for us, a pure spiritual milk of the word. He says we must desire that so that we can grow. And I just think of myself, you know, I came out of darkness. I came and I said, Lord, I need help. I can't save myself. I can't be what I know I should be. I don't really know what I should be when I came, but I knew what I shouldn't be, because I was a fighter. I was a rebel. So I knew all that. And so I came to God to be set free from sin. And then God started showing me that I'm at home now, and I've got abundant life, and the life is found in Christ. As I look at Him, beholding Him, and that's where I see the glory of a son, and then I see my own glory, because I was predestined in Him to be a son in fellowship with the Father. As well, with the Father and Son. And yeah, I fought with it at first, because I couldn't understand, because I knew in my mind I was a sinner. But your God was saying, no, you've come out, you've come home now. You're not a sinner, you're a saint. You're a child of the Most High God. And it was hard for me initially, because I had to speak against my feelings and say, thank you, Lord, I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, I'm a new creation. Thank you, you love me. I love myself, and I can love others with that quality of love. But that's what I had to do, because I saw how can two walk together unless they agree. But I don't agree with God. I'm cutting myself off from this abundant life, this beautiful life that the God has gone so far to bring us into. I'm saying no, I don't want it, basically. If you neglect the words of love, the words of life, you're rejecting your salvation. So that was my initial battle right at the beginning. And praise God, and yeah. And then I started understanding that, you know, if you're not waking up to this wonderful love that's available in the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit in the kingdom, then you're just going to start picking up your sins again, your pride again, your fighting again, your trying to look after yourself and protect all your riches and your things and that there, and you'll be that nasty O that you were before. That will come back. Amen. The devil will come back with seven more devils, seven more evil spirits. So that's what it's all about, guys. When you find you've come home and you've found your God, you've got to stay with Him. That's why it says continually be joyful. Joyful in your salvation. Joyful in the plan God has for you, joyful in being a part of the family and walking with the family, and how do you stay joyful? It's being prayerful. And what is prayerful? Acknowledging the Lord, talking to the Lord, walking conscious of Him. And then that's where also thankfulness comes, because then new revelations, He's constantly speaking and He's constantly empowering you to see better things, behold the new, so that you can know the new, share the new, be excited about the new and walk in the new. God loves you guys. He's done everything for you to be at home in His kingdom. Enjoy it. Take hold of it every day and every second, and walk conscious of Him, because that's where you find life and life in abundance. Amen.
Amen.